Stories from Tri-City News headlines of decades past is a recurring feature as the publication marks its 40th anniversary in 2024. The first World Series win by the Toronto Blue Jays in October 1992 was having a positive impact on baseball registration in Coquitlam the following spring. The Coquitlam Moody Minor Baseball Association said it had reached its capacity of 1,350 kids for the season, climaxing steady growth over the previous 5 years that almost doubled participation. "The Jays have had their effect," said the association's president, adding better development, a greater emphasis on participation rather than winning, and the addition of a tiering system also fueled the group's growth. Port Coquitlam Minor Baseball also reported a similar boom as its membership grew 50% over 5 years. "We have reached a point of maximum size for the community," said its acting president, Bob Moody's. "We're not really going looking for more kids." The upward trend in baseball interest locally reflected similar growth in registrations across the country as homegrown stars like Larry Walker, who grew up in Maple Ridge and played junior ball in Coquitlam, sparked interest, and the major leagues responded by designating Canada as a separate scouting area with a central scout to coordinate the assessment of talent. The Tri-City News has covered civic affairs, local crime, festivals, events, personalities, sports and arts in Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam and Port Moody since 1983. Bound back issues of the paper are available at the Coquitlam Archives, while digital versions of several past years can be found at issu.com.